Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
She's our friend, Joyce Weiss. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's my joy again. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Now, I told my audience before you got here, Joyce, to make sure they buckle their seatbelts, because when you join us, we always take a wild ride. And one of the things, though, that I like about you, Joyce, is that you and I are kindred spirits in a number of ways, but in at least one way, and that is that we don't have a problem laughing at ourselves. And usually the laughs come at our expense when we have done something that either was a mistake or a bonehead or something that we've done. And I like talking about the mistakes that I've made and laughing about them, some of them. Now, some of them are maybe not so much, but as many of them as I can. I like doing that because, number one, they're great teaching tools, and number two, I remind myself of things that I don't ever want to do again when I talk about my mistakes.
Sure. And there's a third aspect, too, besides learning and, for yourself and helping other people. You become real. And when you're real to yourself, then you're maybe the next time you make a mistake, Jim, it won't hurt as much. And I'm a big advocate of that when I give programs and workshops across North America, because I want to be real, because I am. And that's the first thing that the audiences say, that, Joyce, I could relate with you. Now, I think that's sort of important when you have your own talk show or when you're a leadership expert, because otherwise, we get up in there with your powerful voice and your great business suit and people say, oh, they've made it. I can't relate with them.
That's right.
Hello, the reality is we've made it because of those mistakes.
Well, we've got some things figured out, but a lot of the stuff we're still making up as we go along,
Well, maybe you are, Jim, but I'm there already. I don't know.
I know you've been talking to people lately, especially lately, about some of the mistakes you've made. And what I want you to do is I want you to lead us through a few of those, and let's talk about what we learned.
Okay, great. Yeah, yesterday I was speaking to a group of business owners through Michigan Department of Transportation. They had me come as a guest speaker on how to talk about the secrets to my success. So I thought the best secrets to my success were my mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first ones that I spoke on is that sometimes, Jim, I don't know about you or the listeners, but I know a few years ago when I had to go to a meeting and I didn't want to go to a meeting, I thought it was going to be a waste of time. And guess what? It was a waste of time, because that mindset was, I don't want to be there. It's a lousy night out. I'd rather be home. Or
it was a self-fulfilling prophecy, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And once it dawned on me, I better change that mindset. Amazing the opportunities that were always there, but that I actually saw. I mean, at a book signing, people think book signings are so much fun. And believe me, part of it that they are. The other part, you're on your feet for 6 hours,
right,
begging people to come up and take a look at your $12.95 book.
And, of course, before you go there, you're saying, is anybody going to show up?
Yes.
What if nobody shows up and I'm sitting there looking pathetic?
Exactly. And those happened at the first book signings of mine, because I learned from my mistakes, right? And now I know, how to give great book signings. So anyway, once I changed that mindset, all of a sudden, what an amazing thing. Three people from three different book signings, Jim, and this is really true. I'll tell you when I exaggerate the truth, okay? Three different people hired me on the spot because they met me. And one was the vice president of a steel company. Hello.
Wow.
One was from the booking yesterday that I had, Michigan Department of Transportation. They came. They didn't know me. They saw the quality book. They heard. If I had that mindset, don't even come look at this book. Go away.
Right.
We've all been there. Look at all the opportunities that every single person, everybody, throws away when we have that gloomy book.
And Joyce, of course, you and I are authors, and I can relate to what you're talking about. But a lot of people, don't write books. They think they never will write a book, and they may not. But the thing is I've done what you've done, and I've had a meeting that I needed to go to, but I didn't want to go to, and I said, this is a waste of my time. And then I would straighten myself out, and I would say kind of what you did. I would say, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I'm going to try to make sure that something good happens tonight.
Yes. Yes.
If you go in with that attitude, it's you know what the Pygmalion effect is, right, folks? You know, the Pygmalion effect is where, you know, when you tell people, when you introduce somebody to an experience and they're expecting a negative, they're going to get a negative.
Yeah.
If they expect a positive, they're going to get a positive.
Absolutely. And to take that Pygmalion approach and put it to a Joyce Weiss expression, the only option is success. That's a message that I give to myself and many of the listeners. If you want to take it, it's yours. Mm-hmm. It's yours. The only option is success. And the minute I go, I leave my home or my office, I put that in. It's in my mindset. And then when people say to me, Joyce, why are you so busy? It's because I'm looking at the opportunities. If I was closed-minded, like I have been in my past, don't get me wrong, and I probably will be in the future, hopefully for not as long as, you know, I was before, the minute you open up your eyes, there are so many possibilities for business owners, for people in corporate America, for whatever it is that your listeners are doing right now. But it's so hard, but we've got to put those positive messages in. It's
right.
Not just looking at things, you know, half full like your rose-colored glasses. It's called reality, Jim.
Well said, Joyce. And folks, you know, maybe all you say to yourself is, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to try to learn, at least learn one thing in this meeting or at this trip or this whatever it might be. Right back with some more mistakes and what we learned from those with Joyce Weiss after these messages. 20 after. After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Joyce Weiss, and she's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Joyce, give us your website, please.
Okay. It's a new one, actually, Jim. It's chiefcorporatecoach.com. Chiefcorporatecoach.com.
What will we find when we get there?
You will find free reports on what we're talking about, free reports on how to get more balance, free articles. Obviously, people that are looking for leadership experts, you'll find some, you know, information on, you know, my background, so you can see.
What about the book? Can we buy the book there?
Can you believe I didn't even say that, Jim? What is wrong with me? Give me that cup of coffee.
Well, you
got
to give me something to do here. I can't believe you made that big mistake there, Joyce.
Oh no! Should I beat myself up, or should we laugh? Let's think about that.
Let's laugh about it.
Yes. There's a lovely little section. You could even download the first chapter free. Take the ride of your life, and some other products that go with Take the Ride of your Life. There's a workbook and even a CD.
Now, how about if they are on Amazon, if they're doing business with Amazon, can they get it there too?
Yes, they can.
W-E-I-S-S. W-E before I-S-S. Joyce Weiss, folks, if you want to check that out on Amazon. But also, whenever you can, folks, I would like to encourage you, whenever you can, the people who are on my brain trust, like Joyce, who have their own websites, who have something that, if it's a book that you're interested in, if you can buy it from their websites, you're doing business with a small business owner. And I encourage you to try to do that if you can.
Plus, we autograph it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get you an autographed copy there. Check that out when you get a chance, folks. And we'll give that website out again in a minute. Joyce, let's talk about what's another mistake that you've made that we can learn from and have some fun with.
Well, as a small business owners, I suggest to people, take a look at the things you're always doing, and that's called status quo, when you do things the same way. So I had the same marketing strategy for about 10 years, Jim. I sent my PR and articles to my past clients. That's what I did. It worked for 10 years.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, things got a little slow, so I decided to call my list. And very interesting, funny that we may laugh about it now, but I found out that 3/4 of the people on that list either moved, retired, or died.
Oh, no.
So no wonder why it was slow time for Joyce Weiss. It wasn't working because nobody sends back the expensive mailings that we send to say, you know, they're not here anymore. So the thing that I learned is take a look at a mailing that you do and check it out periodically to make sure the people are there, and separate the lists so that it, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. What I mean by that, for me, for example, I send to just leaders, or I send to past clients. I send to people such as you, my lovely radio hosts. And the most important thing, and this is why I left the last part, is I send it to advocates. Advocates are people that may not hire you, Jim, mm-hmm. but they believe in you
right.
so much. Matter of fact, you are on my advocate list. You may not hire me to come in and speak or coach some of your people, but you will, and I hopefully you will, refer me when
of
you
course.
Hear people that need a lead. You go on a list. I suggest to the listeners, think of 20 people who believe in you, who know what you do, and you know that they know people that you that you know who could hire you.
If you handed them a pom-pom, they'd do a cheer for you.
You got it. Send them an inexpensive book, an article,
something,
even a little magnet with your card on it. And don't say necessarily, hire me, but just say, hey, you're on my advocates list. I hope that's okay. And
or how about this? How about not even saying, I think what you just said is fine, but how about just saying, I was just thinking about you, and I thought you might
Perfect.
Find this interesting. Jim, I mean, and let it go with that.
You got it.
It's very classy, and it's not only a way to get business, but when you get that business, or when you get business from that kind of a connection, it's the kind of business that endures, isn't it?
Yes, and then guess what? They're your advocates, so that means you must believe in them. So you throw business their way, and then you know what that's going to do to the relationship.
One of the great things
it.
About our Brain Trust folks is one of the great things that they bring to the table that I really enjoy about them is most of them have already been where a lot of you are. And they're sort of like they're coming back from the future for you and stepping back into the past, and which is where you are now, perhaps, in different parts of your career. And they're telling you things that they wish somebody had told them 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
In Joyce's case, only about 3 years ago because she's so young. But
yeah.
Okay, Joyce, I got 30 seconds. Quick one. Another quick one.
Okay. Run away from people in your field that whine and complain during slow times. Run away from them and decide what you can do during slow times to pick your business up.
Avoid the energy vampires.
You got, I've heard that somewhere. I have an entire article on that. Yes, avoid them, and not just avoid them, figure out then what you can do so you are not an energy vampire for yourself.
Right. Absolutely. That's so well said. Joyce, give us your website one more time.
Okay. ChiefCorporateCoach.com.
Thanks, Joyce, for sharing your mistakes and what you learned from those, and thanks for the energy today.
Thank you, and you know you better have me on again because you give me the same energy, sir.
We'll do. We got more mistakes to talk about. Unfortunately, she has a lot of them. I do, too. I didn't even get a chance to tell you mine. Quick break. I'll be right back with Matthew Cartwright right after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.